show.
Oh!
Yeah.
You know, some cash, some green, green cash. $500 from KABC. And it's called the Hilo Game.
This has got to stop now.
KABC.
Los Angeles.
Orange County.
A Cumulus station.
Hilo.
KABC News is live and local at 10 o'clock. I'm Jeff Whittle. A 24-year-old man's undergoing a mental health evaluation after his alleged threat led to the partial closure of Cypress College in Orange County.
He was detained after his family raised concerns to Whittier Police.
Via electronic communications, he had indicated that he was distraught and that he was going to shoot up a school.
Police spokesman John Scroggins says he didn't specifically target Cypress College, but
our investigation basically led us to the fact that he last attended Cypress College, and out of caution, they decided to cancel class, at least for this morning.
No weapons were found at the man's home. Charges may still be filed after his mental health evaluation. In Whittier, James Rojas, KABC News.
1 week after losing his daughter to kidney failure, Bill Cosby was in court outside Philadelphia today for a pretrial hearing ahead of his second trial on sex assault charges.
Cosby walked from his SUV to the front door of the Montgomery County Courthouse while holding onto the arm of his assistant and publicist, Andrew Wyatt, a familiar routine that he followed every day during the first trial that ended in a hung jury. One lone protester shouted, "Shame on you," as he walked by. The prosecution wants the judge to allow them to call 18 Cosby accusers to the witness stand, in addition to former Temple University employee Andrea Constand. Defense attorney Tom Mesereau said in court papers that the entire jury pool is tainted and likely to be hostile to Cosby because of the current environment. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
President Trump met today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House, but the two did not hold the usual news conference with reporters afterwards. Guillermo del Toro, he's celebrating today on the heels of his big Oscar night as fantasy romance The Shape of Water won Best Picture, and del Toro is also named Best Director. Frances McDormand won Best Actress for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, and called on all the female nominees and winners to stand up during her acceptance speech.
Meryl, if you do it, everybody else will. Come on. The filmmakers, the producers, the directors, the writers, the cinematographer, the composers, the songwriters, the designers. Come on.
Gary Oldman won the Oscar for Best Actor for Darkest Hour. Allison Janney won Best Supporting Actress for I, Tonya. Sam Rockwell took home Best Supporting Actor for Three Billboards. Talk Radio, 790 KABC Sports. Clippers rallied to beat the Nets 123-112 last night. Lakers go for their sixth straight win when they host the Trailblazers tonight at Staples. LA Kings are up till Thursday when they host the Capitals. The Ducks will host the Caps tomorrow night. Los Angeles FC beats Seattle 1-0 in their MLS debut. Galaxy top Portland 2-1 in their season opener. Exhibition baseball. Dodgers blasted the Giants 9-3. Angels edge the Rockies 7-6. That's sports on the home of the LA Kings, 790 KABC. KABC News Time, 10:03, with dependable traffic when you need it the most. Pair of sig alerts in South Orange County on the northbound 5 at La Paz in Mission Viejo. We have an accident blocking the left-hand lane with brake lights all the way back from Junipero Serra because of that. And on the southbound side of the 5 at Crown Valley Parkway, the crash has just been cleared from the right-hand lane, so they have just canceled that sig alert, but the delays stretch all the way back from Lake Forest Drive because of that. Also, in the Signal Hill area, northbound 405 at Cherry, earlier vehicle fire over on the right-hand shoulder with brake lights all the way back from the 22 West interchange down in Seal Beach. And we also have a lot of slowing leaving the valley, southbound 405 from Sherman Way down towards Sunset before things open up. I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC Dependable Traffic. KABC SoCal weather, sunny skies today, mild, highs mid-60s to the mid-70s. It's 59 at LAX, 65 in Santa Ana, and 59 in Woodland Hills. Get news at the top of the hour, at the bottom, and when it breaks. I'm Jeff Whittle, Talk Radio 790 KABC News. teens who vape are three times more likely to smoke cigarettes a year later. There's a lot the e-cig industry isn't telling us about vaping. Wake up to the dangers of kids using e-cigarettes at stillblowingsmoke.org. KABC News, sponsored by stillblowingsmoke.org.
There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to change the station.
Boring.
It's Peter Tilden.
At 10! Woohoo!
Talk Radio 790 KABC, Peter Tilden at 10 begins right now. Brought to you by Larry Miller and Sin Sleep. He'll, of course, beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. And we've got, oh, wow, we got tickets to Mars Day and the Time. Ha ha, the Saban. And also some other special stuff to give away. I'll tell you when to call. We're going to talk about trade and trade wars and tariffs, because I want some more context on that. We'll do that next hour. And, of course, we'll talk to you the whole 2 hours, 800-222-5222. The Oscars, is it kind of limping off into the sunset? Are they becoming less and less relevant every year because of the way our lives have changed? I know my kid, who's 20, could care less. His friends could care less. But I'm wondering, could you care less at this point? Did you even watch? Did your friends watch? 800-222-5222. And I'll talk more about that. The ratings were down another, I think, 16%. They were down last year. They're down again this year. But it's a big deal for these stars. And these stars, it's the highlight of their life to get an Oscar. And you take it. You take it to the governor's ball. And then you want to take it home. And it's not there anymore. Frances McDormand, her Oscar was taken. James Rojas, KBC News reporter, has the story. How you doing, James?
I'm doing well, yeah. Frances McDormand can now say she's the first person to win and lose the Best Actress Award on the same night.
And you sent us some sound. The guy who took it, explain what happened.
Yeah, so the LAPD says 47-year-old Terry Bryant is under arrest on $20,000 bail after allegedly swiping the Oscar off the actress's table at the governor's ball at the after party. Now, this has not been confirmed by the LAPD, but we found a Facebook account that appears to belong to this person, and this person went live on Facebook bragging about getting the Oscar that night, and I think we do have that sound.
Yeah, let me listen. Here we go.
Look at baby. Watching. Got this tonight. This is mine. We got it tonight, baby. Governor's ball, baby.
So he's holding an Oscar. Does he not think that people are going to be onto him when you're holding an Oscar with your friends, bragging about getting the Oscar?
Well, you have to think about it. This is after the show. People are several drinks in, and everybody's already having a great time and happy. So you would think that it may be very easy to look over the name tag that's on that trophy. But he, in the video that goes on for 2 minutes, he is hamming it up. He is loving the attention. He keeps saying that he won the Oscar for music, claiming that he's a producer of some sort.
That's great.
And he's eating it all up with the people touching the Oscar, wanting to take pictures with it. And later in the video, you can actually see him trying to get himself invited to Jimmy Kimmel's after party. So,
oh, that's great. Let me hear another clip.
Big aspirations.
You sent us a couple clips. Let me hear the second one. Here we go.
Woo! Happy birthday.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Can I touch it?
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Congrats.
Thank you. Touch me.
How far away from the Oscars was it? Do we know, James?
Well, this was at the governor's ball. I'm not
still
exactly
there.
Sure exactly. So he was there. This was while everybody was still at the party. Not sure what time, but he's there. Having a great time with the other celebrities.
That's terrific. Here we go.
Where's the Jimmy Kimmel party at?
Huh?
Where's the Jimmy Kimmel party at?
It's at the lot.
Where's that at? What's up, everybody? Look at, I got this. This is mine. Woo!
Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay, so where's the Jimmy Kimmel party at?
I will tell you.
I'm about to go to
all
so many parties.
That's your ticket to anything you want to go to.
I know. Thank you. I love you, my face bees. Thank
Boy,
you.
The sense of accomplishment from grabbing somebody else's Oscar is stunning. And the other thing that makes me nuts is, where's the Jimmy Kimmel party? You don't need to add the at. Come on. What are you sending? What message are you sending to kids? He's going to really be impressive in his cellmate says, what are you in for?
This guy, you could tell he goes to a lot of award shows. According to his Facebook page, he's gone to the Golden Globes. He's gone to Black Panther, red carpet premieres. And so not sure why he has access or how he has access, but the LAPD, they're still trying to figure out why he was at the event at all last night also.
Well, I went one year because Tom Sharkey, one of my best friends in the whole world, was the head of the Oscars. They have immense security there. I mean, I went to the Oscar party at Morton's, and I saw a guy who I kind of knew walking up to the Morton's party, and two guys with earpieces got on either side of him, and before he got to the door, they do it kind of surreptitiously. You don't notice, because they don't make a big deal, but they lifted him up so he wasn't walking anymore, and just they basically say to him, just smile, and we're going to take you somewhere, and boom, he was gone. It lifted him up and he was gone. It was the end of it. I didn't see him again. All right, here's one more clip of the guy.
You know what? I can't believe I got this.
What?
Can't believe it.
I got the old one last night, and it's heavy.
You want to hold mine?
Yes. It's so heavy, isn't it?
Look at it. Everybody.
Hello. Look, this is the real deal right here.
So what's nice is, James, he had a nice time at the governor's ball for about, what, an hour?
Yeah, but it's safe to say that he probably will not get an invitation to come back.
I'm guessing. Now we've got to find out more about the guy and his background and what he does for a living and why he felt compelled to do this and hang around and not think he was going to get busted for it. So
and this is one of the most recognizable awards in the world.
Yeah, and they don't, trust me, they have armed guards when they hand these things out. And I think the Academy changed the rules years ago. You're not even allowed to sell one of these suckers. If they see it online, they come after you because it's illegal to sell it or have it, you know. So they used to be able to, but no longer. Well, thank you, James. Broke the story here, KBC News reporter. Really appreciate it. Of course, it's at James Rojas, KABC. And thank you for the Terry Bryant Oscar. He had a nice little speech there. It was short. He should have won the jet ski. For the shortest speech, yeah, I think, right?
He's very humble, very humble.
Very, very humble. Thank you, James. Thanks for coming on, and thanks for the story. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
You take it easy. So the guy rips it off. Boy, what a dope. Unless, you know what? I could be the dope. With social media today, what I probably don't realize is this probably elevated the guy because of prison overcrowding. He's probably not going to go away for more than 3 seconds. They'll process him. He'll go in and come out. And now he's famous for that. And he'll do appearances, and he'll have a page and a blog and a thing. You watch. He'll turn this into something, and I'm the idiot who doesn't get that this guy's going to turn this into a career. Yes, dude. Yes, and he'll do the sex tape. This guy all of a sudden will have his own show on the E! Network, and I'm laughing at the guy like he's an idiot for doing this. It doesn't matter, I guess. However you get exposure today is great exposure. I'm famous. I'm famous for stealing an Oscar. And I guess he'll claim he didn't steal it. He was just taking it for a tour of the governor's ball. But they have security there. I don't know how you get in. I was there with major people, and I couldn't get in. And they check everything. Retinal scans and your tuchus. They want to check everything. Blood tests, stool sample before you get in. He got in and he stole the damn thing. The Oscars. Did you bother watching it? So many of my friends... A couple had a badge of honor. They said, I'm going home and I'm not watching the Oscars, like shoving it up. You know, it's like, I'm not giving in to that thing, that celebration of wealth and insanity where they're all self-congratulatory. It was a very interesting show. I thought that Jimmy Kimmel did a journeyman's job. He did okay. It's hard to win at that show. The jokes were good enough, solid enough, but there was nothing that jumped out as far as huge highlights, except for... what I'm seeing today and what I thought yesterday was Tiffany Haddish and Maya Rudolph were up there for a couple seconds, and everybody's starting to go, these people should host next year because they're hilarious.
We are so happy to be here, but a little nervous too, because a few years ago, people were saying that Oscars were so white. And since then, some real progress has been made.
Mm-hmm. But when we came out together, we know some of you were thinking, are the Oscars too black now?
And they went on to talk about it's not too black. It's okay. A lot of white people backstage. Don't be worried about it. It didn't convert. The Me Too movement well represented in the comments by Jimmy Kimmel. But what was strange is the backlash after Gary Oldman, who won an Oscar for playing Winston Churchill in Darkest Hour. If people don't remember, a while back, I guess in 2001, he was accused by his ex, then wife, of assaulting her with a telephone and hitting her in front of the children. Then you had Kobe Bryant, who actually made some comments. He won a best short film thing that he actually wrote. And Kobe went after Laura Ingram.
As basketball players, we're really supposed to shut up and dribble, but I'm glad we do a little bit more than that.
And the pushback there was really on a Me Too evening. Kobe Bryant in 2003 was accused of raping that 19-year-old, was charged with sexual assault and false imprisonment. It was dismissed, remember, because she didn't testify, but there's supposedly a settlement in the civil case. So those two got mentioned, yet I watched Christopher Walken walk out, and he got a standing ovation. Do we not remember? He may have thrown Natalie Wood overboard, and nobody said a thing for the Me Too movement. Really? We don't know what happened that night. And they just reopened the investigation of the Natalie Wood drowning. So standing O for Christopher Walken, who's, boy, he looked older than 74. He is really aged. Steve in Los Angeles, you're on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm okay. What do you want to say?
So my outlook or my take on the Me Too and the Time's Up movement, I'm in the industry, and I agree 100% with the way that things need to change and the misbehavior of several people, actors, producers, agents. For the industry people, we get that, and we need to make change from within. So my friends that are outside of the industry, their comments to me are, it's horrible. There's nothing they can do personally. They want to watch a show to see a show for what it means to them to celebrate people in the industry. So they're not tuning in because it becomes this big statement and movement on an award show, opposed to having a special that would address the situation, is what I'm getting outside the industry.
Got it. For you being in the industry, it went down 16% again this year. And these movies, they're honoring movies that no one has seen. Get Out did $255 million. That was the biggest movie there last night. Nobody watched the other movies. I mean, the takeaway on those were so small. So you start to wonder if it's relevant anymore, if these award shows resonate, and even if movies are as relevant as they used to be. It used to be a big movie came out, everybody saw it, everybody talked about it. The Oscars, I think the biggest year was the Titanic year, and I think it was like 60 million people. It was a big number, because everybody was off. Since then, 20 years ago, it's been limping along. And dropping, 57 million people, excuse me, in 1998 with Titanic. Down last year to 33 million, down this year another 16%. Everybody's watching. There's cord cutting. People are watching on big screens at home. People are not sharing the experience the way they used to. Is it your sense that they're just not, movies are becoming a whole different thing? I mean, there are people watching them on Netflix more than schlepping to a movie theater.
Yeah, I mean, my take from that is, the movies that are being made, you know, they're looking at franchise, they're looking at the big budget movies that are going to bring in the most money, that the least amount of risk for the studio is understood. But remember when Independence came out, they were truly independent, and you could go see a movie that meant something. It was more creative, it was more raw. You didn't get to see that. You had an actor that was normally an action hero can now, you know, be cast as a very sentimental, heartfelt movie that would change the way he was perceived in the business. And that was exciting to not only the industry, but to people outside of the industry. And they're not willing to take as many chances, I don't think, anymore because of that. Everybody's losing their jobs if they don't make a certain amount of money. So,
well, the other thing is nobody has a formula, and I think there are fewer and fewer stars today, bankable stars, that can open a movie. And then when you do these little independents, you know, it kind of ties in. And I mentioned the other day that it's how divided the country is. That we used to read the same papers, the same magazines, see the same newscasts, and then make up a decision based on who you are and what your attitude is on the story you just heard. But we shared the same info. Now we don't. Facebook's giving us algorithms to stuff they want us to see to stay there longer. The country gets divided information based on what they target for you. So the same thing happens with movies. There's no more shared experience where there used to be a giant blockbuster or eight blockbusters that year or eight movies that meant something or resonated, To Kill a Mockingbird, huge movies that everybody used to go see and then talk about how it resonated with them. I don't think that exists anymore, and I don't know if it's coming back.
Yeah, it's very sad. There's just so many platforms now in which content can be viewed, and like you're saying, cutting the cord or illegally obtaining, you know, a piece of content that you don't have to go pay to see anymore. It's out there, and we need to get a better handle on that as an industry and really crank down on that so people are being compensated and being rewarded for what their work is.
And also how the show needs to change, I think. As good a job as Jimmy did, and by the way, that is an impossible job. I know people who work for the Oscars, and every year they say you can't imagine the number of people who are asked and turn down the hosting job because there's no upside for them. There's only you can only mess up. If you do great, it doesn't change your life. If you suck, it can tank your career. So Jimmy kind of chugged along and he did solid jokes and it was a good enough show, but there was just nothing that memorable. Weren't many highlights last night. Steve, thank you very much. Stuart, hang in. I want to talk to you about your comments on the Oscars. Ryan Seacrest was snubbed by a lot of stars. E is saying they didn't put him on delay. Suppose he was on a 30-second delay because they didn't want the embarrassment of somebody running up to him saying something embarrassing or him starting to talk and they snub him. However, remember, this is a guy who E said we did a total investigation and there's nothing to these allegations. So people were snubbing him, I guess, just to be careful. The monologue was safe, but funny enough, I don't know if you saw it. Jimmy Kimmel said the one with the shortest speech gets the jet ski, and Mark Bridges, who won Best Costume Design for Phantom Thread, gave a 36-second speech, and won the jet ski. What else? Frances McDormand had every nominated woman stand as a show of unity, saying we all have a story. Lady Bird was shut out, which makes me, I don't revel in I Told You So, but it was just such a blech coming-of-age story, and it was like mass hysteria that this was a brilliant movie and a brilliant script, and Rotten Tomatoes had it at 98%, and I thought, I must be nuts. But it won zip-zapingo nada. And then, Kimmel took the fans, if you didn't see it, they took celebs across the street to a, obviously, Disney movie. Which was a wrinkle in time, so that regular folks could be celebrated for coming out and watching the movies. And they had hot dog guns, and they shot hot dogs at people with Margot Robbie and Gal Gadot and Emily Blunt, Lin-Manuel Miranda. So those people had a great night. And then the older stars, that was kind of cool, that some of the older stars, Eva Marie Saint, 93 years old and totally with it, totally on it, brought her out. She had won Best Supporting Actress for On the Waterfront in 1954, had a great speech that she gave. And for the fourth time in 5 years, a Mexican director won the category. Guillermo del Toro, Shape of Water. Remember the Birdman, Inarritu, and then The Revenant with Alfonso Cuarón. So Cuarón, pretty amazing. And the other thing that people are still talking about today is that Jodie Foster looked like she was 2'1". And what's her name, Lawrence, looked like she was 11 feet tall, Jennifer Lawrence. Look at a picture of the two of them standing together. It's beyond belief. It looks like it was CGI'd because she's at least two heads taller than Jodie Foster, who either is shrinking with age or Jennifer Lawrence had a growth spurt. All right, your comments, 800-222-5222. We'll be right back after this.
790 KABC has dependable traffic when you need it the most. Both of our SIG alerts in South Orange County have been canceled, but traffic still heavy there on that 5 northbound at La Paz Road. Accident moved out of the left-hand lane there in Mission Viejo. You're backed up to Junipero Serra. Southbound 5 right around Oso Parkway and San Juan Capistrano. Crash cleared from the right-hand lane. You're backed up to Avenida de la Carlota. Also, we do have this trouble spot in the Signal Hill area, northbound 405 at Cherry Avenue. Earlier vehicle fire mopping up on the right-hand shoulder with brake lights back from the westbound 22 interchange. The northbound 5, slow go Carmenita Road, up past the 605 interchange to Paramount Boulevard. More brake lights ahead from about the 710 interchange all the way up to the 2. Southbound 5, that's slow go Los Feliz Boulevard, just down towards the 110 in Elysian Park. Southbound side of the 5 looking pretty good. And traffic brought to you by Southern California Edison. Southern California Edison wants you to stay safe around electricity. Don't touch or step in water near a downed wire. Keep away. Call 911. Stay aware. Stay safe. I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC, Dependable Traffic.
News. Talk. Evolve. Talk Radio 790. KABC.
Yeah, Talk Radio 790 KBC, Peter Tillman, the thing continues. That's Mars Day and the time. They're going to be at the Saban Theater. I'll give you a chance to win tickets. Also, give you a chance to see Rick Springfield and Terry Nunn from Berlin in Venice and student musicians, the Barnum Hall, Santa Monica High School. Saturday, March 10th is a great concert, and I got tickets for that, too. More on the Oscars. Stuart from Inglewood had something we wanted to say. Hi, Stuart. You're on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I noticed something this morning, and you're the only one that spoke to the issue, and I've been surfing the stations. Last night, I went to sleep early. I've been fighting this flu like a lot of other people. No idea who won what. And what I noticed was no one is talking about who actually won an Oscar. You mentioned it.
I guess people don't. I guess people don't care. They assume that people watch the show. But if you didn't watch the show, it's nice to hear who won Oscars. There were no surprises. So, would you have watched it if you didn't have the flu, Stuart? Or is it not that relevant to you?
Well, I work in the industry when I can find work. I've worked as a limousine driver, and I've taken, folks to the event. So I have kind of I'm kind of jaded about the whole thing. But nonetheless. I think I would have watched it. I was just under the weather.
All right.
I'm telling you, man, nobody is talking about who won, the performance they turned in. They're all talking about the sidebar issues.
Well,
it's really not what this is about to me.
It is. Well, the awards were kind of important. It is the night where people can win. And I love the fact that there is now a porn item. How do we put this? A prosthetic of the fish man, because people found him sexy in The Shape of Water. So now there's a prosthetic of him. He said he's kind of honored that they made a prosthetic of him, but it's kind of gross. But Doug Jones, sex symbol as that fish, the other thing that makes me laugh too is that people push back. My friend said, really? She's having sex with a fish. And I said, and what's Beauty and the Beast? Really? You don't think they're hairballs in that castle? Thank you, man. I feel better. This thing hangs for a while. All right. Talk Radio 790 KBC, the phone number 800-222-5222. We shall return in a moment.
KABC News, live and local at 10:31. I'm Jeff Whittle. A 24-year-old man's undergoing a mental health evaluation after his alleged threat led to the partial closure of Cypress College in Orange County this morning. He was detained after his family raised their concerns to Whittier police, and his social media posts indicated he was distraught and going to shoot up a school. Now, the man didn't specifically target Cypress College, but he last attended the school, so this morning's classes were canceled. No weapons were found at his home, but charges could be filed after his mental health evaluation. A man was fatally shot outside a bar on Roscoe Boulevard in West Hills around 12:30 or 12:45 this morning. That victim, whose name has not been released, was pronounced dead at a local hospital. No arrests are reported. President Trump said he's not backing down from his threat to slap tariffs on imported steel and aluminum unless he's able to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement. That during today's Oval Office meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We are renegotiating NAFTA, as I said I would. And if we don't make a deal, I'll terminate NAFTA. But if I do make a deal, which is fair to the workers and to the American people, that would be, I would imagine, one of the points that we'll negotiate. It will be tariffs on steel for Canada and from Mexico.
Talk Radio 790 KABC Sports. Clippers rally to beat Brooklyn 123-120 for LA's fourth win in five games. Lakers put their five-game winning streak on the line tonight when they host Portland. Now, the Ducks host Washington tomorrow night. LA Kings host the Capitals Thursday. Exhibition baseball. Dodgers trout San Francisco 9-3. Angels nip Colorado 7-6. That's sports on the home of the LA Kings, 790 KABC. Traffic, a market check, weather, and more. Tilden at 10 next. KABC News Time, 10:33. 790 KABC has dependable traffic when you need it most. Double trouble in the Seal Beach area for the northbound 405. North 405 right at Seal Beach Boulevard. We have a vehicle fire over to the right-hand shoulder, and then just up ahead, northbound 405 at the 605 interchange, we have a crash out of lanes over to the shoulder, and traffic is slow from that East 22 interchange. Past the 605 up towards the Lakewood Boulevard, we had an earlier crash at Cherry Avenue, now cleared, but it's still slow northbound through into Long Beach. Also in the Hacienda Heights area on the westbound 60 at Hacienda Boulevard, new wreck. That's in the left lane, the fast lane, so you're slow before Azusa Avenue because of that. Also, we now have a Caltrans project on the northbound 5. The connector ramp to the northbound 110 closed for some maintenance. That's causing slowing back from the 10 San Bernardino Freeway interchange. Finally, leaving the valley, slow go south 405 Burbank Boulevard now down to Sunset. I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC Dependable Traffic. Here's your 790 KABC market check. And we do have a lot of green on Wall Street here in mid-morning trading. The Dow is up 1%. It's positive by 256 points. The S&P 500 in the green by 25 points and the NASDAQ above the line by 64 points. KABC, SoCal weather. Sunny skies today, highs mid-60s to the mid-70s. It'll be partly cloudy tomorrow, highs in the 70s in the L.A. Basin, around 80 in the valleys. And right now, 64 in Van Nuys, 69 in Huntington Beach, 67 in Downey. KABC Weather, sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. Come to B-Dubs now for two cheeseburger or two chicken tender sliders with fries for just $5. This is how we do happy hour and late night Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Get news at the top of the hour, at the bottom, and when it breaks. I'm Jeff Whittle, Talk Radio 790 KABC News. Southern California Edison, did you know that electric vehicles cut carbon emissions by 70%? What is your EVIQ? Discover the benefits of an EV at sce.com/EV. KABC News, sponsored by Southern California Edison.
Call now. Call me if you're interested.
What's your phone number?
800-ABC-KABC.
Ask for the phone number, not the phone letters.
That's 800-222-5222.
Thank you.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tillman at 10 continues. Phone number 800-222-5222. Use it. Like Vincent in Ontario. Vincent, you're on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Real quick, all this coverage after the fact just goes to show how society puts these folks on a pedestal. These folks get paid a lot of money to pretend to be someone they're not, and it's pretty sad because they don't even give you the time of day. But, I mean, to care what gown they wear and all that expression, I mean, really? Do people really care about that? There's other things to worry about.
Less and less people every year are care about it, but you realize what it is. It's a big advertisement for everybody. I mean, it's good for the industry, especially the Hollywood's an industry town. Keeps everybody working.
Good for society. Not good for society. It's pretty sad that okay, I get it. They're actors. They get paid. Okay, it's done. It's passed. Move on. I mean, to keep talking about it.
Well, I think it's the day after is when people talk about it, and then they don't dwell on it. Although I will tell you, it does get to be exhausting with this award season where it's every single day. There's another, the Golden Globes, the SAG, the Producers Guild, or whatever. And these people do get honored day in, day out, week after week after week. But it's great business, except for Harvey Weinstein's wife, who no longer, I think Georgina Chapman, her gown business, I think, without Harvey forcing people to wear her clothes on the red carpet, I think that business is not flourishing at this point. But it's a big business. It keeps people employed. And below the line guy, I know when my friend Tom ran the Academy, he was concerned about the below the line people, because you're right, all these people, the congratulations they get after getting $30 million to do a movie or $7 million to do a movie, they get enough congratulations as it is. But to your point, I think fewer and fewer people are caring, and it's not as relevant. And I don't think stars are what they used to be. The system protected them, and now they're out all of the time, and you're competing with stardom for a woman who made a sex tape. Who, by the way, that still blows me away, that whole Kardashian empire was based on a sex tape. And years ago, if you had a sex tape, that was enough to get you thrown off a brand, or it was in your contract, in a morals clause, you were thrown off the brand. These people with a sex tape had a department at Sears. They got the gig at Sears where America shops with a sex tape. What would they have to do to get thrown out of Sears? Choke a baby on national television, and then they'd still probably say the baby had it coming. It is pretty weird where we've gone. And by the way, you want to know how far we've gone? This was yesterday was the Me Too movement, right? This was 5 years ago, and I was at this Oscars, the opening of the Oscars. Remember this?
Anne Hathaway, we saw your boobs in Brokeback Mountain. Halle Berry, we saw them in Monsters Ball. Nicole Kidman and Eyes Wide Shut, Marissa Tomei and The Wrestler, but we haven't seen Jennifer Lawrence's boobs at all. We saw your boobs.
I mean, how far have we come in 5 years that was the opening of the Oscars 5 years ago? With Seth MacFarlane, and you couldn't, hearing that is jarring compared to the experience today, at the award show. A lot of pushback still on, like I said, Ryan Seacrest, big pushback on Kobe Bryant getting the award, big pushback on Gary Oldman getting his award. In the opening, Jimmy Kimmel did mention, he mentioned this.
Oscar is the most beloved
and respected man in Hollywood. And there's a very good reason why. Just look at him. Keeps his hands where you can see them. Never says a rude word. And most importantly, no penis at all. He is literally a statue of limitations.
There you go. He also, we didn't have the incident with La La Land that we had last year, although they did bring out the two presenters, Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway. My wife goes, oh, I can't believe they brought them out. And I said, what do you think? That's a given. Of course you bring them out to recall last year. But here's what Jimmy Kimmel had to say about the CEO of Price Waterhouse.
This year, the chairman of Price Waterhouse Coopers said, and I quote, our singular focus will be on the show and delivering the correct envelopes, which is does make sense. Just out of curiosity, though, what was your focus the other 89 years?
I thought that last year, too. How can you mess up the... You're there for one reason, to make sure the envelope that's handed to the person is the correct envelope. How do you get distracted enough that you mess up that one job? And why did not... People didn't get fired. They didn't change the accounting firm, which is pretty amazing. I would investigate that. But again, we have come a long way since 5 years ago. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Jessica Chastain, we saw your boobs in Lawless. Jodie Foster in The Accused. Hillary Swank and Boys Don't Cry. Penelope Cruz in Vanilla Sky. And Kate Winslet in Heavenly Creatures and Jude. And
790 KABC has dependable traffic when you need it the most. New trouble spot in Echo Park, northbound on the 101 at Glendale Boulevard. Accident in the left lane, the fast lane. You're backed up to that East 10 San Bernardino Freeway interchange downtown. Also on the northbound 5, the transition ramp to the northbound 110 in Elysian Park closed for some Caltrans work. We're seeing slowing on the northbound 5 from about Main Street or so, even back from that 10 San Bernardino Freeway interchange as well. In Van Nuys, southbound 405 at Victory Boulevard, new three-car wreck just cleared from the fast lane over to the shoulder. We have slowing from Sherman Way all the way down to Sunset Boulevard before things open up. Hacienda Heights, westbound on the 60 at Hacienda Boulevard, crash clearing from the shoulder with brake lights all the way back from Nogales Street now because of that. And in Seal Beach, a couple of trouble spots, northbound 405. First one at Seal Beach Boulevard, it's a car fire mopping up on the right-hand shoulder, and then there's an accident north 405 right at the 605 interchange. That's on the shoulder, but we are seeing some slowing from the West 22 interchange, and I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC Dependable Traffic.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tillman 10 continues. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk about tariffs and trade wars and try and put context to that and explain it, and if you'd like to participate, phone number is 800-222-5222. Also have some tickets for you for Mars Day and the Time at the Saban. How great are they? And also, we've got this concert for the arts featuring Rick Springfield, Terry Nunn from Berlin, Venice, and student musicians at Santa Monica High School this Saturday. I got tickets for that, too, so I'll tell you when to call in. This story just made me laugh. I was out Friday because I had some family health stuff I had to deal with, and I'm looking at stuff over the weekend and preparing, and I see a new study. Ready for this? If you're an animal person, a new study from the University of Edinburgh, and I'd love to get your take on this, shows a lot of parallels between domestic cats and their feline brethren, including aggression and neurotic behavior. So what it rated domestic cats as, saying they're high in levels of dominance, impulsiveness, and neuroticism. And the big takeaway was, if your house cat was big enough, it would kill you. If your cat was bigger, not even a question, but it would kill you. Just as an animal in the wild would kill you. Doesn't matter that you've been feeding him the Friskies, the poof, whatever it is, taking care of the cat would kill you. 800-222-5222. So is it a shock to you if you're a cat person? Is it unnerving? Or do you believe in that conclusion? Or are they nuts? That your house cat, if it grew to the size of a small tiger, one day it would just be fed up and go, yeah, the catnip on the rope thing ain't working for me anymore. I'm killing you and I'm eating you. And I guess there's a reason you don't see emotional support cats going to schools and hospitals. Cause they'll eat you. They just have that kind of attitude. Unless you're a narcissist and then you put a cat there and it maybe knocks you down a notch. But they just, Roy, I guess the cat had had enough of Roy. You know what I mean? And if Roy's little house cat was that big, it would have had enough of Roy too. It would have been all over. So, the other part of this, however, just to be fair to dog owners, I know your dog loves you and it's loyal. However, every year, it's that guy who goes into the diabetic shock coma and day three, the dog eats his feet. So I don't know about loving you that much either. If it's between not eating and eating your feet, I wouldn't eat my wife's feet if I was hungry, no matter what. So, well, maybe. I mean, with the air crash, that soccer team, I do always carry condiments on the flight just in case I have to eat somebody because I couldn't eat somebody plain. So I always have relish and ketchup and mustard on me when I fly just in case. But I wouldn't just eat her feet on day three like the dog does. So do you believe that? The cats, if they were bigger, they would kill you. You wouldn't be able to domesticate a cat. 800-222-5222. We'll be right back. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tillman 10 continues. Coming up, we're going to talk to Andrew Zimelis, who is a professor of economics at Smith College, because I want to get some answers about the back and forth on tariffs and raising steel and aluminum tariffs. Is it going to cost a trade war, or is the EU going to then consider a tax on Levi jeans and your Levi's are going to go up an inordinate amount? So we'll get some context on that. Also, the beloved 790 KBC $500 high-low game is back, dropping big money at 6, 9, noon, and 3. Win some real cash. Plus, just for playing, you get a gift card for Bristol Farms, your Southern California local food store since 1982. The KBC $500 high-low game. Keep track of the guesses to have an even better chance to win. Literally pays to listen to Talk Radio 790 KABC. We talked about Oscar jokes. President Trump was at the Gridiron Dinner over the weekend, and he actually told a bunch of jokes. And it's stunning that some of these jokes, were very, very funny. So I'll run those by you, too. Lots to do next hour, and you can win tickets to see Mars Day and the Time. Also, we'll do that when back here after the news. Talk Radio 790 KABC.